All right, so I'm here in front of his drums, RJ Hale from Hailstorm. How are you, mate?
There they are. they're in tune. I'm doing good. Glad to be here.
Now, I need to talk to you because we started talking about it a little bit with the back in the beginning show.
Yes.
To honor Black Sabbath and Ozzy. You were there. How did you experience it?
Oh, man, experience is the right word. It was surreal. It was crazy. I never really experienced being at a show amongst that massive of a crowd, all just kind of riding the same emotional wave throughout Ozzy's performance. But he kind of went into the ailments that had been affecting him right before he sang "Mama, I'm Coming Home." And I just kind of looked around and like everybody was tearing up. It was crazy, but amazing. The crowd was all there to support him and prop him up. It was just really, really cool to be there.
Yeah. Almost everyone was there from the metal genre.
Yeah.
Do you remember a specific conversation you had with someone backstage or whatever?
I had a really good time hanging with Jason Momoa. he was all, and Jim Norton, the comedian, with Jim Florentine, hanging out with two of my favorite comedians. That was cool. Jason Momoa was so cool. I walked up and I was like, I don't want to bother you. Hi. I'm RJ from Hailstorm. And like immediately he's like, dude, give me a big hug. And before I could say anything, he turned to my wife, Emily, which is like, hi, I'm Jason. And we're like, oh yeah. So he's a dude among dudes. Also Danny Carey, Mario from Gojira, Braun from Mastodon, Miley from Rival Sons. It was a pretty incredible drummer lineup too. Didn't get a chance to meet Travis Barker, but someday I will. Someday.
It sounds like that day went by fast because when you meet so many people and it's so much fun,
it's a blur. Just, right now.
Also, you're almost 1 year into be a married man, right?
Oh yes, I'm wearing my rubber.
Congratulations.
So
what's the secrets for a happy marriage?
Well, I'm not even a year into it, so I guess we'll find out. But I guess a good sign is that like after you get married, like nothing changes. But I've got like the most kick-ass partner in the world. She puts up with my touring so well. She's like as independent as they come and as strong-willed as they come. So I'm very, very blessed. I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna marry you because I'll probably never find another one like you. You know?
Yeah, I saw her bachelorette party was at Vegas, I think.
Yeah,
did you have a bachelor party?
I didn't have time, honestly. No,
I guess so.
No, but I mean, you know, I'm on tour with my best bros all the time, so it kind of feels like a constant bachelor party.
That's
I guess.
True. That's true. And the Everest album, you're touring with that now. How would you say you've experienced the show so far after that album?
Great. The interesting thing, and I mean, we've experienced this with our fan base, and I'm really grateful for it. They're all really supportive. They all want to hear new music, which, you know, usually if you go to a concert and some band says, hey, we're going to play a new one now, they're like, the whole crowd's like, hey, we're going to go to the bar. And not the case here. They're actually really stoked to hear the new music. So,
yeah, that's awesome. And you have this claw thing. I think I saw it when we went here. But
far right. Yeah.
Yeah, there it is. Yeah. What's the story behind that?
Well, we have the artwork on our backdrop. You can't really see it today because the ceiling's low. But we got the evil devil guy and the his claw jumping out of the ocean. So to bring it more to life, we had these inflatables made to kind of recreate some of the artwork on the backdrop.
Yeah.
And it's cool. Like today we're playing a smaller venue, so they're kind of pushed to the side. But when we play arenas or bigger venues, we usually put this mountain right behind the drums. Right in front of the mountain that's in the backdrop. Yeah. And it's cool. Like from out there, it kind of gives the stage this three-dimensional effect. It really pops out. And the way our lights are set up, lighting up the mountain, lighting up the backdrop, it really kind of, you know, brings some depth to the artwork.
Yeah, as you said, like last time you were here, you played before Iron Maiden at an arena. Now you're here in a smaller venue. And for you, I'm guessing, standing here, it's much easier to connect with the audience probably, because when it's huge, you're more in the back. Now you're almost in the front.
Well, the hilarious thing about that is that when we opened up for Iron Maiden, I think we actually had less room on stage because we're so pushed up in front of their gear. We probably had about this amount of room on these giant arena stages because their production is massive, you know.
Yeah.
But it was totally fine. Not complaining. We're opening for Iron Maiden. We'll take it. So, yeah, but yeah, I do kind of like being a little closer to the crowd. You really feel that energy that they give off.
Yeah. And how would you say your drumming has evolved since, let's say, the first Hailstorm album? That was years ago.
I don't know, man. I think I just focus more on trying to play well rather than jump around like a monkey.
Yep.
I mean, the music has always come first. The playing's always come first. The show aspect always just is a natural movement that happens when the music takes you. So I've been just really focused on kind of relearning how to play for sustainability, for injury prevention.
Oh, yeah.
'Cause it takes a physical toll doing this every night. So I've been just really trying to focus on making sure my technique's right and working with this incredible drum guru, Dave Ehlich, who's a legendary drummer in the metal world, and also just really brilliant, very knowledgeable of the physical mechanics of drumming. And he's been a great help with me over the past couple of years. So yeah, that's been my focus, just trying to put on a good show, play the parts right, hit the drums really hard, and not hurt.
Exactly. What would you say is a song from the Hailstorm catalog that really challenged you in the studio?
A lot of the new ones. Yeah. The cool thing about working with Dave Cobb was he was so open to me kind of experimenting, getting a little bit nutty on the drums. He was very open-minded. A lot of producers that we work with want to dumb everything down, simplify everything, and he wanted me to kind of ratchet up kind of the style of playing that I grew up playing, which was like more aggressive punk style drumming. So songs like Watch Out, songs like Rain Your Blood, songs like Killing are really high energy songs. Yeah. And they really require a lot, for me, a lot of warm up, a lot of stretching, a lot of physical conditioning and practice before jumping into those songs. So this whole record has been a new challenge on so many levels. On the other end of the spectrum, you got like a Woman Can, which is very spaced out, but every hit has to count. Every hit has to be perfect. So yeah, on both ends of the spectrum, it's been a challenge.
Yeah,
but a fun challenge.
Yeah, it's an awesome album.
Thanks.
And who would you say, if you got to pick a drummer, living or dead, to jam with, who would you pick?
Oh, man. Do I go with the cop-out and say John Bonham? Probably John Bonham. Or Keith Moon, maybe. Keith Moon, I think, would be a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely.
I think we'd have a few cocktails and have some fun slamming on some drums.
What's one thing that you think Hailstorm fans that's coming here tonight would get surprised knowing about you?
Surprised knowing about me? Oh, good. Like like a life fact or a playing fact.
Yeah. Party trick.
Party trick. I don't really have much talents. Not very talented.
That's not true.
There's one thing I know how to do, and that's luckily I have a career doing it. But I don't know. Trying to think. I do keep my big sticks in my check bag.
Yeah.
When I go through the airport, I get a lot of weird looks from TSA. Yeah, yeah. So there it is. Weird facts with RJ. Yeah.
That's awesome.
I totally made that up. I really can't think of anything.
I love those huge sticks. They're coming tonight also.
Yeah, they're back there somewhere. Yeah.
And also you released a new song. Well, it's for it's a cover song for to an homage for Bad Company, right?
Yeah.
And it's your version of Shooting Star. How did that come to pass, do you know?
Yeah, we got the call to be involved, and we were like, hell yeah. Basically, I guess that's the awesome thing about doing this for this long is just, you know, you meet enough people And at work, I guess we're kind of notorious for never saying no or never turning down opportunities. So so it was great. It was a really fun song to play and learn and kind of make our own while paying respect to Paul and Bad Company. And then a couple weeks ago, we were in Canada, and Paul and his wife come out to hang out with us.
Oh.
And had a nice hang with him. He didn't stay for the show. He was getting sleepy, you know. but
what, not what 20 if, anymore.
Yeah. But he looks great. Yeah. He looks so good. Like I'm just like, wow. Like, that's inspiring. If at your age, I hope that I look that good. So, yeah. I guess he's been through a few health problems himself, but he's looking great. He sounds great. He sang on the track, and just honored to get to meet him. He's a total legend.
Yeah. Speaking of health problems, and sadly, Ace Frehley recently passed away.
I just heard about that. We're losing him, man.
Yeah.
Hang on, Paul. Come on. I think every morning he swims in the lake.
Oh, yeah.
He's very active, very physically active. So, yeah, stick with us, Paul. We need you. But, yeah, sad to hear about Ace.
Yeah.
Also, you know, it was a shocker when we heard about Ozzy.
Yeah.
Just like a week or two after the show, so.
Yeah, definitely. Now, lastly, we're going to do like some quick stuff where you're going to pretty much rat out your bandmates. We're going to see who's who in the band, so to speak.
This is my favorite part.
So you're going to tell me who's worst in the band to be on time.
Oh, that's me. That's me. Me or Josh. You know, we both have you know, families and lives outside of the band, so a lot of our time has to be split between those responsibilities. So, you know, usually we're kind of arriving at bus call like at the very last minute, you know.
So you're blaming the family.
Yes, it's all the family's fault. Yeah.
Who's the worst at packing up shit after the gig to leave?
Who's the worst at packing up? Yeah. All of us. We got a kick-ass crew now that does it all. So, you know.
Yeah, but I meant like your personal stuff. So
personal stuff? Maybe Joe. He's got a lot of stuff that he's got a full wardrobe case, and he brings all his luggage in every day. He's got a lot of stuff. Yeah. So just for the sheer amount of quantity, that's probably I'd probably nominate him. Yeah.
Who's worst at cooking?
Who's the worst at cooking? Probably me.
Really?
Yeah. Josh is a pretty good cook. Lizzie and Joe do a good job. I do okay, but I'd say ranking wise, I probably come in last when it comes to cooking.
What would you say is your go-to meal?
I'm really good at doing breakfast. So like that's one thing I'm good at. My job at home is like cooking breakfast. And then when it comes to dinner, we'll usually just kind of work together, make something.
What do you do for breakfast?
If there's one thing that my girl loves is a burger. So, like, she will never say no to a breakfast burger.
Breakfast burger?
Breakfast burger,
what
yeah.
The fuck?
Yeah, breakfast cheeseburger. Yeah, which is like a burger, a fried egg, and some cheese, and on a bun. Like, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Just a burger with an egg, basically.
Yeah. Very American.
Very American, yeah. She's from Texas. She's very
okay,
American,
yeah, that explains it. Who's the worst of sharing snacks?
Sharing snacks? Ooh, we're all pretty good at sharing snacks. I don't know. Maybe Lizzie. She's known to hoard candy in her bunk. She doesn't drink, so her only vice that she has left is Sour Patch Kids and gummy worms, so or taffy. So she's become quite a candy-holic. I think she's cut down though. She's like, okay, I got to think about my teeth. You know. Yeah.
Who's the worst of with taking selfies with fans?
Who's the worst taking selfies with fans?
I think you're all pretty good at it, but say who's worst at taking the picture.
Who's the worst at taking them? Probably Lizzie. Because we've all done the selfie thing, you know, with fans.
Yeah, exactly.
But you know, the three of us compared to Lizzie, we have naturally longer arms and we're taller, so we're just better at it. You know, so it's not because of her ability; it's because of her. She's just a smaller person.
Who's the worst at
that? It's a height problem, yeah.
Who's the worst at answering a phone?
At what?
Answering the phone.
Answering the phone? Lizzie, for sure. Yeah, yeah. Right.
Yeah. Yeah, that was quick.
Text her and then you'll get a reply 3 weeks later. I'm guilty of that too, though. I'm also really bad at it, so.
Who's worse at lying?
Who's worse at lying? Mm-hmm. Like who lies the most?
Oh, no, who's bad at it?
Oh, we're all bad liars. That's okay. Why we don't run any backing tracks, because we can't fake that shit.
Who's worst taking on a compliment?
Who's the worst at taking a compliment? Yeah. Oh, me. For
really?
Sure. I hate, yeah. I can't. I don't know why. I'm bad at it. I'm trying to get better at it. But a lot of times I force myself to just say, like, thank you. I appreciate you saying that. Yeah. I disagree, but thank you.
Okay, yeah, yeah. Yeah, and also Halloween is coming up.
Yeah.
Something you celebrate, I guess.
Oh, yes.
Home,
love
yeah.
Halloween, yeah. We'll be in Berlin.
Oh, yeah. Awesome. Good timing.
Yeah, right. We want to scout out some spooky stuff.
Yeah. But what's your best costume ever?
Best costume ever. I am so proud of this. Have you ever seen the movie What About Bob?
What About Bob?
What About Bob?
Is it with the...
Bill Murray?
No, I don't think so.
I went out as Bob Wiley. So for any of you watching, Google What About Bob. I did. I was in Lake Winnipesaukee. New Hampshire, and they had the Don't Hassle Me, I'm Local shirt, so I wore that. I cut up a wig to look, so I dress up like a Bill Murray character from the movie. Okay. I'm the most proud of that one. And if you haven't seen the movie, you're like, what the fuck? But if you have seen the movie, you'd be very happy.
Okay.
Watch it. I the homework for you. Yeah. What About Bob?
What About
it's a classic.
Bob. Check it out. Also, check Hailstorm out and their new album, Everest. And thank you very much for taking the time.
This is I am doing terrible over here. Why are you thanking me?
Here's
a question. Who's the worst at interviews? Me.
No, that's not true.
But you're making this easy, so thank you.
Thank you.